calling it a day today. He's leaving the profession 47 years in menswear, dressing guys in this area to look really good. And that's a difficult assignment. And, Tom Lafferty is joining the show. Good morning. Congratulations. How do you feel this morning, maybe getting dressed up for the last time to go to work?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. It's quite an experience. It really is. It's not something that I really was excited about in the beginning. Taylor Russett had approached me about buying the business, which he did and now owns. And it just kind of fell into place. And I mean, you have to stop sometime, right?
So 40 years at the Quinte Mall. And yep. One of the staples there, seven years in downtown Belleville at your beautiful location. How did you get started in this business?
Well, I was working for a company called Mahar Shoes a very long time ago. And Doug Carson worked for the Jack Frazes, which is right across the hall from each other in the mall. And one day he walked in, he said, "I'm going to open a menswear store. Do you want to come with me?" And I said, "Yes." All happened in like 5 minutes. And I left the Hearts, he left Jack Frazer's, and he was the original owner. About 8 months, 10 months into it, he invited me to be a partner in the store. So I had to come up with some cash. And yeah, that's the history. Doug stayed for a very long time, but he opted out probably 10, 12, 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it was on my own, just kind of GoldenEye doing the deal. And it worked out really well. The community has been so supportive of us, not only in the menswear store, but in our lives and our friendships. And it's really an emotional thing. I tear up every time I think of it.
Yeah, I was thinking about it when it became official with the press release that you had sold your business. And, I mean, I've been dealing with Tom Lafferty for 30-plus years, and
it's been a lot of work.
Yeah.
<It's>, what, like dressing you up nicely? Yeah.
But no, just difficult. You know what I liked? I never really liked your suits or shirts or ties. I just liked always the conversation, right? You go in and kind of catch up, shoot the breeze. It was always a calming area. You could just be yourself. And I would leave with like $1,000 of clothes I didn't expect to get.
I don't remember that part.
No. But. So what about the, I was thinking about you the other day, the firsts that you've been involved with, like graduations, weddings,
yes.
Funerals yeah. where you've had to dress family members that have maybe had a parent or a grandparent pass away. Just so many firsts, first communions, all that stuff. Do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have now dressed grandchildren of people that I dressed that were going to their grad or prom. So we're in the third generation now, which is amazing.
Wow.
And it's nice when, well, it's not nice, but when something sad happens, it's a funeral or something like that, that you can just kind of take over and just put somebody in their clothing, and it's one thing they don't have to worry about. You just check it off the list, and we've been through them all. We've done fashion shows. We've done, I mean, you name it, and we've been there. We, at one point, in the partnership with other people, we had 7 stores in Eastern Ontario, and it's much nicer having one.
Yeah. What about fashion itself in your 47 years? It changes every year or two, but some stuff has stayed consistent, though, right? There's nothing like a great-looking suit.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the suits change, but it's a process of about 5 years. You know, the lapels get wider, the colors get different. Like, they're really into colors now, deep purples and oranges and pinks and yellows and all this kind of stuff. That's more with the prom thing, but the staple, the navy blue jacket and suit, they have been around forever and will be. But the big changes are all in the sportswear, the bright colors and large patterns and things like that, and a lot of different things in fabrics now. They can make a 90% cotton shirt that's completely stretchable, which is just incredible.
Besides being in business for 47 years, Tom Lafferty was also a Belleville City Councilor for 2 terms, 8 years.
Yeah.
You've kind of done it all, haven't you?
I don't think I'm done yet.
Yeah?
It was quite an emotional thing for me to have an opportunity to give back to the community. You don't want to take. And that's always been our mantra going through, is that we're fortunate that we have a good business in beautiful downtown Belleville. We'd be able to raise our 4 children. But there are people that are not in that position, and we've always wanted to find ways that we could help the community. And it's really important to both Gold and I, and hopefully we have done our share.
I know you've done some traveling with Golda over the last several years. I see it on social media, but now you can travel more. And I know you love to spend time with your grandkids.
Oh, my grandbabies are the best thing in the world. I just love them so much.
What are you going to miss here the most? Is it the people?
Yeah, I'm going to miss my friends, my comrades, I guess. I've been with my staff, for some of them, for decades, and working with them has really been an honor and a pleasure. Just so you know, I'm going to be sticking around the store, working part-time, usually Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, for some time to come. I can't let go that quickly. So.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you. We appreciate it, and I know there's a gathering. It sounds like a funeral. There'll be a gathering.
It is, and you know what? It's a happy moment. We're honoring or welcoming Taylor Bussett with a ribbon cutting at the store at 3:30. And if anybody wants to come over and have a beer with me over at the Belleville Club, we're having a celebration of what we have been able to do with retail in our community, 6:30 at the Belleville Club, and everybody's invited. Just come on over and say hi or bye or whatever it's going to be. But I really feel honored to have accomplished what we accomplished in our community, and we absolutely couldn't have done it without the support of people like yourselves and the community. They've really been behind us and helped us incredibly. So, it's an emotional thing. I'm sad, but I'm looking forward to what's coming forward.
Tom Lafferty, congratulations! All the best in retirement. Working part time and enjoy the time with Golda and the kids and the grandkids. Really appreciate this.